The world's most popular gay dating app has been caught up in the growing tech rivalry between the US and China over spying fears. Grindr was bought by a Chinese tech company 3 years ago, which is now trying to offload it due to US pressure. China correspondent Bill Birtles filed this report.
William Chung is one of Grindr's 7 million worldwide users. He's been on it for several years in Beijing and says it's one of the better apps for the gay community in China.
There are a lot of users here, probably about the same number as its main local rival. But I think the way Grindr operates, it is a bit more orderly.
Like many people here, he was surprised by a report that a US National Security Panel believes Chinese ownership of the app poses a risk. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the US has reportedly urged Beijing Kunlun Tech Company to divest the app from its portfolio. The ABC couldn't reach a company representative for comment, but an employee says moves to sell Grindr have been underway for months. Kunlun bought it for $152 million 3 years ago. William Chung believes Chinese ownership is unlikely to pose a threat.
I think the reason for Kunlun selling it is probably less to do with security and more to do with business reasons. I really don't think the Chinese company is going to compromise the personal data of users.
Chinese tech is at the forefront of American fears about national security. Washington has blocked telco equipment makers Huawei and ZTE from government contracts and has urged other countries to do the same. Australia has barred both companies from its 5G network. By contrast, a gay dating app seems an unlikely target. But tech writer Elliot Zagman says US regulators previously blocked a Chinese takeover of a payment company because many US military personnel used its services.
An app like Grindr exposes a whole series of compromised information or blackmail opportunities. You know, we don't really need to go too much into detail. But there is a whole lot of ways that if they found a CIA or FBI person in that data could be used and exploited.
China's government has been on the front foot about Huawei, blasting the US and other countries for trying to stall China's rise as a technology power. It's unlikely the conservative leaders of China's Communist Party will be so vocal defending China's right to own a gay dating app. But Elliot Zagman says many Chinese will feel that the US is unfairly targeting their country.
What is considered to be an okay area for Chinese investment? What is considered to be not an okay area? I really don't know. And I don't think that the US government is making it very clear either.
China, though, lacks the moral high ground on technology. Years ago, it forced Yahoo to divest ownership of its China business. And the government blocks Google, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and American payment companies from the Chinese market. In their place, Chinese rivals have thrived. And if Grindr's brief flirtation with China ends, there is already a local gay dating app that boasts more users. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing reporting for AM.